From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Energy company BP will try mud on the broken oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Workers hope to plug it with drilling mud so it will stop gushing oil. BP says it has enough equipment ready to start the process. This has never been tried this deep in the ocean before. All of BP's prior efforts have failed to fully stop the leaking oil well. A report by the Inspector General of the U.S. Interior Department has found a culture of free gifts and ethics violations when it came to inspectors at a Louisiana branch of the Minerals Management Service. NPR's Jamie Terabay has more.
The Inspector General's report worked off an anonymous letter it got in October 2008 suggesting it investigate workers at the Lake Charles branch. The Inspector General found emails dated 2005 to 2007 from offshore companies inviting inspectors to skeet shooting contests, hunting and fishing trips, golf tournaments and crawfish boils. Lake Charles District Manager Larry Williamson identified two inspectors in photos from tailgating festivities at a Peach Bowl game. He's quoted in the report as saying, "We're all oil industry." He says almost all the inspectors have worked for oil companies out on the same platforms and grew up in the same towns. They do this all the time, Williamson is quoted as saying. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has called the report deeply disturbing. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama will visit the Gulf Coast region again at the end of this week. He's to review efforts taken so far by BP and the government to stop the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Tension continues to escalate on the Korean Peninsula after South Korea announced measures to punish North Korea for a deadly naval attack 2 months ago. North Korea says it plans to cut all ties to South Korea. Dwali Saikauta reports about propaganda from both Koreas.
After a six-year suspension, Seoul today resumed broadcasting official information into North Korea along the heavily militarized land border between the North and South. Government authorities described the broadcast as psychological warfare intended to punish North Korea for allegedly sinking a South Korean warship. President Lee Myung-bak announced this and other measures designed to hold North Korea accountable for what Lee called the North's provocative act. In response to the South's broadcast, North Korea said it would fire at the loudspeakers along the DMZ. And today, through the North's official news agency, Pyongyang threatened more military actions, saying it will take practical military measures against South Korean Navy ships that violate a disputed maritime border in the Yellow Sea. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 97 points at 9,968. The NASDAQ is down 23 at 2,190. This is NPR. The third and final search phase for wreckage from an Air France flight that crashed into the Atlantic Ocean a year ago has ended in failure. Eleanor Beardsley reports the exact cause of the crash may never be known.
Investigators were hoping the black boxes would shed light on the reasons the flight from Rio to Paris went down, killing all 228 people on board. So far, the crash has been linked to faulty airspeed sensors. Some 200 square miles of ocean floor in the search zone are said to be unexplored. That's because earlier this month, investigators thought they had found the site where the black boxes lay from data collected from the initial search phase after the accident last June. But those sonar readings turned out to be false, and the search vessels wasted time in the wrong area. Still, most experts say finding the black boxes on a mountainous ocean floor at depths of up to 3 miles was an impossible task to begin with. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Hundreds of police and soldiers are spread out in the capital of Jamaica, Kingston. They're fighting armed men who are protecting an alleged drug smuggler wanted in the United States. Jamaican officials have cut the power to a housing complex where the gunmen are holed up. At least 30 people are dead in the violence. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is returning to jail, this time for at least a year and a half. A Michigan judge ruled Kilpatrick violated his probation, stemming from his conviction for obstructing justice. The former mayor was supposed to pay the city of Detroit $1 million as part of a plea agreement. Today, the judge found Kilpatrick lied about his assets and failed to meet other conditions of his probation. Kilpatrick's case began when he lied under oath about an affair with a staffer. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.